today we're going to be in 2 Chronicles, chapter 15. And we're going to start off in verse 2. It's a little different for me. It's not my normal ones, but halfway down in verse 2, and the Lord is with you. Well, he be with him, and if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. For now, for a long season, Israel hath been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. But when they came to the in their troubles, did turn unto the Lord, and God of Israel, and straightened him.
Saw him.
He was found of them. It's a little different, but sometimes we can get caught up. And there may be ones out there that may have known the Lord at one point in time, but they might have turned their backs towards God. We live in the dispensation of grace, so God necessarily did not turn his backs to them, but he let them go in their ways.
Yeah.
There will come a season where he will come back and knock on that door again.
Yeah.
And he will come around and things. We deal with free will of people. Mm-hmm. God deals with free will. Yeah. So bad things will happen to good people. And we have to understand that things will happen even as a servant of God. We love to serve God when things are going well and everything's going fantastic in our life. But then there comes that moment where something really horrible happens, and then some people just choose to walk away or choose to just go in their own ways just simply because they want to do their own thing. They don't want to follow the rules. They don't want to follow God's laws. They don't want to obey God. They don't want to listen to God. They want to do it their way. And for whatever reason. And God gave a very clear warning to the children of Israel that if you seek me, you'll find me. He gave them a very clear vision that if you forsake me, I'll forsake you. I'll let you go in your ways. Trouble will come. They'll be far worse than what you think they are. But if you ask and you seek me, you shall find me again. So God's always right there. And all he wants you to do is open the door.
Right.
On that situation. And sometimes we can get down to the point where it can be very, very subject. Like, I'm saved and I didn't walk away from God. But there's certain subjects that we won't let God take control over. Even though God needs to take control over those situations that are in our lives. And because you won't turn them over, you're having a harder time than you really need that. And we have to get to that point that we fully trust God and follow after God. Right. Throughout time, God has craved to have a relationship with man. All the way from Adam, all the way up through until this modern day. If you read the Bible thoroughly through, you see where God has made it to where he wants to have a relationship with mankind. Personally. Each individually, personally. He wants to have a personal relationship with you, personally. He does not just because, well, he's got so-and-so. He's got so-and-so. He's got so-and-so, so he don't need me. No, he wants to have one with you.
That's right.
But just right. Because you might feel bad about somehow you might have acted, that doesn't mean you can't come and seek God's face and say, hey, I got myself into a mess. I got myself into a bigger mess than what I should have got myself into because I didn't put you first. And you know what? He is gracious enough that he'll come down, he'll take that problem, he'll work it out. It might take a while sometimes. We have to understand God can do all things. But the problem is when he's dealing with certain situations, he's dealing with freedom of man, free choice. think it was overnight that the Bible said, well, Moses said, hey, God says, let my people go, so Pharaoh let them go? No. He had to persuade Pharaoh to let his people
That's go. Right.
Yeah.
Because he was letting Pharaoh have a choice. From the beginning, God has given us a choice. Serve him or not serve him. A choice to pick whether we want to wear this or we want to wear that. A choice of whether we want to do this or we want to do that. Right at the beginning, God has given man a choice. He gave Adam and Eve a choice. I give you everything of this garden, and guess what? But you can't eat of this fruit. That's the only thing you can't do. But he gave them that choice.
Yes, he did.
He gave them an option. They chose to do it, they could have chosen not to do it. They could have chosen to do this, they could have chosen to do that.
Yep.
He's dealing with freedom of choice. So when you're in a situation, you have to understand something. Don't take it out of God that he's not moving past in that situation. He may be working. He's working in their hearts. He's working in that situation of that individual that you might have to go through. Because if you're dealing with multiple people, sometimes it takes a little longer to deal with things. Because he has to move something in that person's heart. He might have to move something in that person's heart. He might have to move something in that person's heart and adjust some things over here and adjust some things over there just so he can fix that problem that you're in. Because all these people that he's dealing with have choice.
That's right.
And freedom of choice. He does not force them to do anything that they don't want to do. Now, they can choose to do that. You've got to give them a hard time and influence them to try it. But he still gives them the option. And then he may have to do a different thing. God knows all things. But he gives freedom of choice. Thing is we have that freedom of choice that we can choose to serve him. And the children of Israel have had that choice, where you've had generations that's walked away from God. And he said, I'll be with you whenever you walk with me. And he was with them. And we see God do great and mighty things. And whenever they turned their back on God, we've seen how they've ended up in captivity. They've ended up in bondage. They've ended up in situations that they didn't need to be in. Because they didn't want to know the one true God. They wanted to know all these other things because it seemed to be better. They wanted to go in their own way because it seemed to be better. God's way wasn't good enough for them. That was their choice. But by those choices, God gave a very clear warning.
That's right.
That if you walk away from me, there's going to be problems. My way is the better way.
Yeah.
He tells us as Christians, yes, there's sometimes even I get discouraged in my walk. And there's sometimes when you say you get up there and you preach. Well, there's sometimes that I even want to turn and walk away because I don't like the way things are going in my life of that. Or I think they could have been better. Or they could have been this. Or they could have been that. But I choose saying, no, the Lord's way is the better way. Because right. When I look back and I go, oh, have a conversation with God. Have a conversation with Jesus. Sometimes I sit down and I have a conversation with them. And I have these little thoughts that come through and I'm going, this. And you know how the Spirit sometimes goes, yes, but you don't have this problem. You don't have that problem. You don't have that problem. You can choose to go that route. But there's a very good chance this is going to happen, or that's going to happen, or that's going to happen. Look at all the sorrow that they're going through because they chose to go down that road. He points that out to me and says, hey, they went down that road and look what happened to them. Do you really want to go down there? I have that choice. I choose to serve him no matter what. And I say, Lord, okay, it's well with me. I'm good. I'm happy. I'm fine with this. The way how my life is going, I'm fine with it. I don't want to go down that road. It could be worse. Serving God is a good thing. God only intends for what's good. He knows what's going to be a stumbling stone for me. He knows what's going to be a stumbling stone for you. There might be some things that you're able to do, I'm unable to do. Because he doesn't want to see me stumble. He wants to see me glide right out into glory. He wants to see me. But whenever I do make that mistake, and if I do turn my back, and if I decide that I'm just going to go carelessly in my own way, I know that God is going to lift his hand off and say, okay, go ahead and go in that way for a season. Now, whenever I have tons of problems, God is still merciful enough that we have to know that we can come back.
Yeah.
And we can say, Lord, I've messed up. I need to know, I need to have that special relationship with you. And it's okay that you get messed up sometimes because we're only human. But it's what you do with it. It's that you come back, you seek His face, you come back to know the one true God, to know His teachings and the ways that we should go. There is a way that we're supposed to walk. There's a way we're supposed to talk. There's a way that we're supposed to live, to be a light. And God will show us that way. If we walk and we talk and we stand alongside of Him, and that's what God really, truly wants from each one of us, is we cover the errors when we make mistakes that God will forgive us when we seek Him and we can find Him. But what He truly wants from all of us is He wants to have that relationship where every day we're talking to Him. Every day that we're having a conversation with Him. That we're having a one-on-one relationship with Him. He sees something that's not so good, He's going to say, hey, you need to quit doing this. Hey, you need what you call. Or He might say, hey, you're doing an awesome job. Even though you might feel like a big flop and a failure. Because you're human and you feel that. And you're doing fantastic. Might be having a good conversation. Sometimes you might have a correction. Just like a parent. Some parents, they can be all nice and, oh, this is so much fun, blah, blah, blah. And there's sometimes where God has to correct us and say, hey, you're going in this direction. I don't care for this direction. It's dangerous. Sometimes even my parents will say, Aaron, you can do that, but, you know, it's not a very good idea. There might be some consequences. And sure enough, I have one brother that might do that. And man, my parents seem as stupid as they look. They do something that I didn't know. Yeah. And sometimes I even do it, and they go, well, I'm just going to do it anyway. And, well, I guess I shouldn't have done that one.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same way we do with our Heavenly Father. He just wants to have that personal relationship where He talks with us, where He can have a personal relationship with us. Mm-hmm. He wants to be close to man. That's why He created us in the beginning, is that He wanted to have fellowship. He wanted to talk. What are human beings? Most human beings. There are some that are special. But most generally, most human beings are what? Social. They're social. They love to talk to somebody. They like to find a friend. They love to converse. They love to talk. And why? Because God made us that way. Because He wanted to talk to us. He wanted to come down and talk to us. It says in the cool of the day, He came down and He talked with Adam and Eve. He fellowshiped with them. When I was on the mission field, at nighttime, people would pour bed net. Light would all be up there. There was nothing else to do. You couldn't watch television because you didn't have lights. You'd have a snack. You'd drag your chairs out on the back porch. You'd sit there and you'd tell stories of Brother Talia would tell us stories of old. I'd say some stories of some things that I might know. And we would converse. And we have a very good friendship, me and Brother Vitalio, because of the hours of 13 months of us doing that every night. We got to know each other. And it's the same way with God, that He wants to have that conversation with us every day. The same concept. And He made us to be that way. But it's okay if you walk away at one point in time. You come back and find Him.
Right.
You don't have to seek Him to find Him. He's not going to go chasing after you. Like Mach 90 and pounding you and saying, hey. There will come a time, there will come a place to where He will say, hey, He'll let you know. He'll send people in your life saying, hey, I'm still here if you need me. Those children of Israel, whenever they needed Him, was what? They were down at the lowest point. They didn't know where to turn. They were looking for something greater than them. All they had was lawlessness. They didn't have the rules, the regulations, the laws, the teachings and everything, what was good, what was bad, and all of that. And things were getting worse and worse, and finally there was somebody seeking Him. And the people seeked Him, and they found Him. And then there was a priest that started talking and preaching and talking again about the things of God, because God was something with man. And God wants to communicate with man. But we can't forsake Him underneath circumstances. Everybody had right to forsake them. Would be those ones that are on the edge of dying. Us as Americans don't have a right to forsake God. All He's done is send blessings to us. All He has done is given. We don't know more than what we know what to do with. We have the freedom to serve God freely. We have more food than we know what to do with. We have more automobiles than we know what to do with. Some people even have more money in this country overall than they know what to do with. Not saying everybody sitting here has money, but the problem is we have more than what we need to do with. I lived in a third world country, and after a month, I finally said something. Out of necessity, they only had so much money coming in. And I would eat. And I'd never gone there because I'm an American. I mean, I lived down there before, but I just took it for granted. The option of eating mashed potatoes and gravy and chicken or steak or fish or whatever. So after the group left, I got rice, beans, and chicken. I'm like, ain't so bad. Rice, beans, and chicken the next day. And the next day. And the next day. For about a month straight. Exact same thing. Rice, beans, and chicken. After a month, I'm like, yeah, we have something else because you know that other stuff is very expensive. Well, how about once a month then? Just one day a month. And I have something that's just different than rice, beans, and chicken. I said, I think we can manage that. So they give you a pork chop, or they give you fish, or they would give me some pork of some sort, or something that was off cow meat or something. Beef. But it was like slivers of like butterfly steak of beef, you know, and chopped it differently so it rendered more. You know, every time that they would do that, always when somebody come to visit me, they're looking at me. Everybody, you know that they're going to think we're rich. I'm going, well, we know the truth that we're not rich now. We just know that that's my one treat a month. But they would do that. So whenever I wasn't there, I know what they were doing. Rice, beans, and chicken. Rice, beans, and chicken. Rice, beans, and eggplant. Or something like that. It's cheap. But they did it out of necessity. They didn't have the money, they had to make that money stretch. We have probably more food sitting in our cupboards than what we know what to do with because we have the money to buy that much food. Try it for a month. Eat the same thing. Just for a month. I challenge you to try that. Eat the same thing every day for dinner. See if you can do it. It'd be rough. You'd be more grateful for what you have. And the options that you have out there. There's other people, that's how they are living out there. And God hasn't forgotten them to supply their needs that are happy. They're happier than what we are. We want more. We have no right to turn our backs on God. We have no right to turn our backs at all on the point that I'm making. Because He's given us so much that we have options for food. Some people don't. Some people don't even have options. Other needs. Yet, so many of us Americans, who sometimes we just get our feelings hurt, we turn our back on God, and so I'm done with this. We do our own thing because of the way we feel or different things. We should be sad.
Yeah.
You know, very much, Father, to give you thanks for this service that you had here in this little sermon. How about you form a grateful people and that we won't learn from you and that we'll serve you better and that we won't forsake you, that you won't forsake us and we won't forsake you, that we'll serve you and we'll have a better relationship. We'll seek after you and have a personal relationship with you like you wanted from the beginning of
yes.
creation of man. To have that personal walk with you every day and talk with you, that we may know you even better in your thoughts, in your heart. You
Amen. Holy.